Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I talked to Mary off the air because we had full board coming in here, and she asked me about goldenrod. Her goldenrods were getting so tall, 7 or 8 feet tall, and falling over, and she wanted to know what to do. And I said, mine stay fairly small because I've gotten in a more shady situation, and they're great for, you know, butterflies and beneficials, obviously, and things like that. And by the way, for those of you thinking, oh, don't want goldenrod, it causes allergies. Nope, does not. Ragweed does, but goldenrod does not. The pollen's real heavy and is not a problem at all. It's just a beautiful plant, beautiful perennial. But I told her to look at some of the dwarf ones, and I did a real quick search just out of curiosity because I didn't know the exact name of the dwarf ones. There's a bunch of them. Just doing a quick search, I found dwarf ones ranging in height from 12 to 24 inches, names like Little Lemon, Baby Gold, Golden Fleece, things like that. So there must be a pretty good number of these dwarf ones to try. Stay real compact and bushy and really nice perennials for the border garden and for other things. So give that a shot. Let's see who's been holding the longest here next. Next, Mary. Hello, Mary in Lead Hill, Arkansas. Is that right?
Yes, I'm out in the country.
All right. Great.
What I'm looking for is a type of bush to put on the north side of my house that might be drought resistant, deer resistant, and doesn't get over 4 or 5 feet.
Okay. That's a good question. I tell you one to look at, and I'm not positive about this, but I think I'm right. One that we grow here in Texas, but I think it'd grow for you fine there, Mary, and it's called Agarita. Are you familiar with it?
No. Is it just leaves on it? Does it have flowers?
It has flowers. It has beautiful flowers. And I'm not positive about the deer. I'm going to have to do a little quick. I'll look it up at the next break, too. But it's well-armed. Some people don't like that. In fact, I had one in the backyard that was too close to some of my food crops that I ended up taking out because the leaves are so well-armed. They will really stick you and scratch you up. But it's called Agarita, A-G-A-R-I-T-A, Agarita. And it's evergreen. It has yellow flowers in the spring. Mine are blooming now. And then it's followed by red berries after that that are delicious. So the only problem is harvesting them without getting cut up. But it'll grow in sun or shade. It is incredibly drought tolerant.
Is that the only one you can think of? I don't know if my husband will let me have that if it's sticky.
Well, the other ones, I don't know about the deer resistance. That's the problem. I think the deer will go after most of the hollies and the viburnums and things like that. Let me think. We've got an entry, and I'll look it up. I don't have deer myself, so I don't keep deer-resistant things on my mind all that much, but I'll do a quick look, see, and if I come up with any, if you'll keep listening to the show, I'll try to suggest a few others to you. But the Agarita, it's a slow-growing plant, but it is extremely durable, and it has all those, you know, beneficial factors. So I definitely look into it.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much for your help.
You bet. If I come up with some more, I'll put it on the air for you. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. And here's Al in North Dallas. Hello, Al.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. I wanted to take you back to the story you told recently about the huge crop of trees that suffered oak wilt, I think it was, and there was just a few random trees that thrived,
mm-hmm.
and that it was shown that the sap contained a very high biological activity. Now, I realize this vindicates your program of surviving trees, but to me it also raises as many questions as it answers. For example, it suggests that the soil that was supporting the living system, the root systems of these particular trees, had been stimulated and had increased biological activity. Well, who did that, and why just to these trees and not the others that might have been only a few feet away? Was there a random fairy that was going around applying the sick tree creeping and exposing root flares to these trees? I mean, what was the reason for that?
There were some little garden elves out there. I didn't see it, and I'm not sure we're ever going to see this research. It probably got stuck in a drawer somewhere, but if we could see it, I think what I would be expecting to see would be that those trees, for whatever reason, and it happened in probably naturally, they were higher. The flares of those trees were well exposed, and there could have been just some microcosm there of the soil being a little bit different, or there could have been a spring, so they got a little bit more moisture. You see what I mean? There could have been any number of things that happened. I don't think that there was any human treatment that caused a difference there.
Last question. Do some trees just have a higher integrity of their genes like some humans where they can thrive better?
Yeah, that could have been part of it too, yeah. Absolutely, no question about it. You can see the differences in the foliage of the trees. You know, you look at a group of live oaks, and some will be a darker green, some will be a little bit of a gray green, some will have a little bit of a red cast to the leaves in the winter. You know, there's all kinds of little bitty genetic differences in there. So I think the combination of that, and there just ended up being, for whatever reason, a little better soil and a little bit more of the flare exposed in the case of those that did best, that survived.
Well, very good, Mr. Garrett. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for calling. That was a good question for me. I appreciate it a lot. Let's see what's up with Doris in Lewisville, Texas. Hey, Doris.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of on the lazy side because of my age and my arthritis.
Okay.
I want to start off with making all kinds of excuses, but I have a bag, a 40-pound bag of Birdville Organics lawn fertilizer that's been outside of the storage shed there in the weather for about a year.
What was the brand name?
Bradfield.
Oh, Bradfield, okay.
And I was wondering, do you think it'll be okay to go ahead and put that on my yard?
Yep. What happens with organic fertilizers over a period of time like that, generally, if you did an analysis of the product, you'd probably see that the NPK went up some. And the reason is the biological activity in the bag, you know, function to make it better than it was to begin with. The only negative that I could think of offhand that might be there is it got wet and got hard and would be too hard to spread. But as far as the chemistry and the biological activity and all that, it probably just got better.
Well, if it's real hard, I'll try to just get it broken up real good.
Yeah, put it in the driveway and put boards over it and drive over it and crush it up and use it that way. Yeah.
What an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Thank you. A 40-pound bag, and I want to also get some nematodes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get one container of nematodes for the front and one for the back. But would it be okay to use both of those around the same time to put some space in between them? And which one should I use first?
Well, if you're trying to control certain things, putting it out all at once would be fine. And, you know, we're in that window right now to do it. The only reason to wait and do the other one later would be to treat the same area again. So if you're treating different areas, I'd just go ahead and do it all at once.
I have four little dogs, and they're the biggest ones are like 10, 11 pounds.
Uh-huh.
But I can't keep the fleas off of them.
Have you tried the cedar like we were talking about earlier?
I'm sorry, Mr. Garrett. I guess I missed that section.
Well, we talked about cedars. Liquid cedar oil or fine-textured cedar flakes sprayed or broadcast on the site work as well as anything, but of course the beneficial nematodes work beautifully too. And if you've had that problem, I'd get them out right away. I'm gonna put you on hold if you had something else because I got to run. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. It's a specially blended product for vegetable gardens with a rich, all-natural blend that nourishes your plants and helps grow healthy, mouth-watering vegetables. It's simple to use and safe for the family and pets with no harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers ever added. Best of all, Espoma products are effective for your organic production. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Experience the healing revolution and get away from sickness, pharmaceuticals, pain, and poor health. Before you operate or medicate, now you can regenerate your body with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's natural healing ability. It's simple, safe, effective, affordable. Book your free consultation now by calling Achieve Vitality at 469-600-8794. That's 469-600-8794 or go to AchieveVitality.net.
Azomite is a naturally occurring organic soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite is easy to blend with other fertilizers to create a complete soil feeding program. Add Azomite on your garden, lawn, ornamentals, and trees from planting to maturity. It comes in a variety of grades. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, livestock, or horses. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or going to azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And before we go back to the phone lines, I want to tell you real quickly about the stem cell therapy company that I used to heal my torn knee. And it was torn pretty good, meniscus tear. You can talk to the same doctor and get a free consultation if you've had some injury, you got some pain that has been a problem or whatever. And Dr. Darcy can tell you whether he thinks it would work for you like it did for me and what the cost would be and all that kind of thing. And I recommend it. Free consultation can be set up by calling 469-600-8794, or you can go to the website, which is achievevitality.net, achievevitality.net. Back to the phones. Let's see. Mary, the last caller didn't hold, didn't have another question. So it's John's turn in Arlington. Hi, John.
Hello, Mr. Garrett.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Yes, I have a question. I asked you about organic weed killers.
Okay.
Okay, I put out corn gluten Friday, just last Friday. But there's weeds all over the place, and it looked like, I don't know, some low growing type, matting. And I was wondering if anything to kill that out.
Yeah, the contact organic sprays will do a good job on the tender winter growth that you're looking at, whether it's rescue grass or chickweed or whatever it is, that stick tight weed or any of those things.
Yeah, that's what I got too. Yeah, what's the name of it? Contact?
Well, there's several contact sprays. That's just a generic term. They're things like vinegar. You can use the 10% or the 20% vinegar. 20% is the EPA registered product that's a vinegar herbicide, and there's about three different companies that make it, and you can find it out there pretty easily. The one that's from Pure Grow, the Pure Grow company is an essential oil product. It uses clove and cinnamon in it, and it works beautifully and smells great. And then the BioSafe company has one that is a fatty acid product. So there's several different ones, but the main categories are vinegar, essential oils, and fatty acids, which are fancy soaps. Those are the ones that kill what you spray on. Spray them on, so you need to be careful and not spray your good plants.
Okay, what I've got is in front yard with a Say Augustine.
Well, the St. Augustine is probably completely dormant right now, so you'd be pretty safe in using any of those three. But if you want to be even safer, there's a selective organic herbicide called Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. And if you buy it and follow the directions, which means you wet the area and you dust it on the area, it will kill the weeds and not hurt the St. Augustine grass or Bermuda or Zoysia or whatever you have.
Agrilon.
Uh-huh. Agrilon, like A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, Agrilon Crabgrass Killer. And it is a baking soda-based product. It's baking soda and cinnamon. Cinnamon is a very interesting kind of a thing. You know, it's a good herb to use in a lot of foods and everything, but it repels ants beautifully. And it's in the disease control and the insect control and the weed killer that's made by the Pure Grow Company. It just matters on the concentrations.
Idea where I can find it at?
Any garden center can get it for you. If you look at the appearances where I'm going to be in the next few weeks, those garden centers have agreed to carry all the stuff that I recommend, and we're pretty fired up about all that. So any of those stores would have it. You can call around to your local store and say if you don't have it, you can call the dirt doctor's office, and they can help line you up with the distributor and get it in for you. Or you can buy it online today.
Okay. I was wondering about Callaway's. Do you think they have it?
They don't listen to us very well, so I'm not sure, but they might at some point.
Okay. I might check with the Redeno, see if they would order it for me. They said the only thing they had was corn gluten, and that's it.
Well, talk to somebody else. Walton's has it. If you're talking about Dallas, you can get it there for sure. So go that route, and then tell any of your retail stores if they want to have the kind of stuff that you know we're talking about and we found that works the best, they need to get that in the store.
Okay. You said Pure Grow Oil has got clove and what in it?
Clove and cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Yeah, the brand name is Pure Grow, and they have an insect control product, a disease product, and a weed control. There's others too, but that's a really good one.
I was up there a long time ago having a back problem, and it was my grandmother back in the 50s that had her back worked on, and my mother, then myself, and she was around 93 years old when she passed away. This is Dr. Carlton, Catherine Carlton, and she lives in Fort Worth. She's passed on quite a few years ago, lived on Magnolia Street. She was an orthopath.
Yeah.
And she told me, talk about arthritis, the one lady up there that y'all listen to, and she told me eat an orange a day would take care of the arthritis. She said, look at me, I'm so-and-so, I forgot how old she was.
Well, that's a good tip.
I'm a bit arthritis.
That's a good tip, because oranges are good, too. I got to go. Appreciate the call, though. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to DirtDoctor.com, that's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals,
the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. If I can find my headset, there it is. A couple of things that I need to catch up on here. If you want to jump in, it's 866-444-3478. Had a little interesting experiment that kind of ended at my house. I planted a ground cover called Ardesia some years ago. I put it in some of my early plant books because I had run into it in some other parts of Texas. I thought it would do well in Dallas and tried it, and it did pretty well. Just kind of not limped along, but did fairly well as a ground cover in a shady area, real shady area. Last couple of years, it's kind of gone downhill a little bit and turned a yellow, a little bit of a chlorotic color, and I've determined that it's just really not tough enough for a ground cover. And at the same time, I've noticed that because my place is all in the shade, I was looking at which ground covers were doing the best, and I stumbled on something that was kind of interesting that I hadn't noticed really before, and that was how tough Asian jasmine is, even in really heavy shade compared to other ground covers. And I have several. I have Ophiopogon, Liriope, English ivy, Persian ivy. Persian ivy does great if it's solid, full shade, can't take any sun at all. English ivy can take a little bit of both. But I'll be darned if the toughest of the bunch doesn't turn out to be Asian jasmine, just regular Asian jasmine. It gets the thickest, and you've got to trim it some. You got to trim the edges some. It'll grow out over curbs and onto paving and all. So it's a little bit more maintenance than liriope and ophiopogon, some of those kind of things, which I like as well. But also, the other thing that's happening with Asian jasmines is some people have sent me photographs, some of the listeners, which, by the way, anybody can do, send photographs that you have questions about to info@dirtdoctor.com. But some of the recent ones have been asking me to identify plants, and lo and behold, turned out to be Asian jasmine that was variegated. Really interesting variegation. Some of them are pink and purple colors and various things, almost like the Thai herb called the Hootenanny plant, Hootenia. So, and some of them I don't like. You know, some variegated plants just look like they're chlorotic, and I don't like that very much. But interesting colors tend to be something worth trying. So you might look into that if you're looking at planting something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, the variegated Asian jasmines. The other thing that really has flown under the radar for a lot of people in the landscape business are the sedges. And they're sedges, and yeah, they're kin to nutgrass. But these things are beautiful. They're clumping ground covers, just tough as nails. I have noticed that some of them are completely evergreen. We've gone through, like we were talking earlier in the show, through some hard freezing weather, down close to 20. And the Berkeley sedge, which is probably the darkest of the greens, and the Texas sage are both staying pretty evergreen. And when I got them from the nursery, from the growing center, the wholesale growing operation, the Texas sage was damaged just a little bit, had some yellow foliage on it, and it dawned on me, they're not using an organic program. They're using synthetic liquid fertilizers and peat moss in the soil, which I don't recommend, which reminds me of something I need to talk about. And things that, you know, I don't recommend. So seeing them side by side, it was pretty much as dramatic as night and day. The ones that recently came from the growing operation using synthetic techniques had a little winter damage. Mine, the same varieties in my organic soil, were just totally solid green. So when you consider using these sedges, and they'll grow in sun or shade, remember that when you see the details about the plant, it's probably going to say that they're deciduous or they're partly evergreen or something like that. Just remember that under your organic program, they're probably going to stay almost, if not completely, evergreen. And I recommend them. So far, I've been very impressed with the sedges. Bed preparation. Let's talk about bed preparation and sod a little bit. Questions coming in about, is it okay to plant solid sod now? Let's start with that, because that's the simplest one. It's okay to plant solid sod year-round in North Texas, in most of Texas, in most of the South, and even in the North, because in the North you're going to be planting the cool season things like fescue and bluegrass and things like that. So planting in the fall or in the winter, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Some people tell you that you need to worry about freeze damage and all that. 95% of the time, that's not the case. Planting in the winter, if you plant moist sod, and that means the back of the sod, the dirt side, being moist, not bone dry. You throw sod that down that's bone dry, and even if you try to water it really well from the top, you're going to have some problems. You're going to have some yellow spots and some dead areas and all that kind of thing, no matter what the weather is like. But if you put really nicely moist sod, in other words, the whole sod, the soil side and the grass side, moist onto moist areas, you're not going to have a problem at all with St. Augustine, Bermuda, Zoysia, any of those things. And again, the northern grasses, same kind of thing. What bed preparation do you need to do? Generally speaking, solid sod needs no bed preparation at all. If you loosen the soil and smooth it out, and like I said, have some moisture in it, That's all you need to do, and then you apply the compost and the organic fertilizer to the surface. And you use the compost to fill in the cracks if you've done a sloppy job and have put the pieces together real tightly. That's fine, and putting a light application of compost across the top is good too, especially in the fall and the winter. In the spring, it's probably better to just use an organic fertilizer along with Garrett juice mixture, which is also an organic fertilizer. It's just a liquid form. And you get your grass off to a great start. It'll look like it's been there forever within just a very short period of time. If you put some lava sand out as well across the entire area, and or some azomite, the rock minerals that I recommend the most, you're going to do even better. And then that takes me right into the next thing I was going to talk about. That's bed preparation. The bed preparation that we recommend that you will find you will have tremendous success with is not what you hear a whole lot about. It's not using peat moss. It's not using pine bark. It's not using washed concrete sand or any of that kind of stuff. What it is, and certainly not using synthetic high nitrogen fertilizers. What it is doing, whether you're going to plant a vegetable garden, a herb garden, landscaping, flowers, perennials, annuals, potted plants, no matter what you're doing, this bed preparation that we recommend is what we use across the board. Now, we may tweak it a little bit if we're planting something really needy like blueberries or whatever, but in that case, all we do is we do more of the same good stuff. So the bed preparation that I recommend is don't dig the soil out and haul it off. Because if you do that, you're wasting time and money. Leave the native soil there unless you can't allow it to grow in height. It would cause a drainage problem or something like that. So if you've got a physical problem, okay, no physical problem. You mix the organic amendments that we recommend into the native soil. Doesn't matter whether it's sandy or clay, red, yellow, black, white, doesn't matter. The only time you would bring in new soil is if you're planting in solid rock. And then obviously you need to go up some, and you can still have great bed preparation. My front yard is only about 6 inches on top of caliche and then into solid rock. So it can be successful with that. You just have to bring in some soil if you don't have any at all. And then you mix into it as good a quality compost as you can find. If it's your own, that's the best. But if not, buy the best quality stuff you can buy. And then get some lava sand, extremely important. And azomite is just, it's such a great, and it's available very nicely out there now, across the country, really. And those are the two rock minerals that are the best. There's a bunch of other things that could be used, like granite and zeolite and diatomaceous earth and various kinds of sand particle size rock minerals. But the best that you can possibly use anywhere are lava sand and azomite. And then the sugars are the last category. And it's most controversial, but it shouldn't be because they work so well to help with disease control, to help stimulate the biological activity on the front end so that you have good production with your very first crop that you grow. And the sugars we recommend, the two best, you can use any kind of sugar, but the two best sugars to use are dry molasses and whole ground cornmeal. Whole ground cornmeal is simply the corn kernel ground up. The cornmeal that you buy in the grocery store is basically the starchy endosperm. They've stripped the bran and the germ off of the outside of the corn kernel. And it'll give you some benefit. It'll give you some trichoderma, which is the beneficial fungus, and it'll stimulate it, but not anywhere nearly as well as the whole ground cornmeal will do. Now, corn gluten meal will give you some degree of disease control too, but not nearly as much as the whole ground cornmeal. The corn gluten meal is the fertilizer version of cornmeal, and it can be used in your bed preparation along with the whole ground cornmeal if you want to, or it can be used as one of your major fertilizations of the year. And I mentioned it earlier in the show, but you may not have heard it. If you're planting a new bed, it's the best fertilizer for you to use, because when you prepare a new bed with the techniques that I just recommended, no matter what the crop is, you're going to have some weed seed in that bare soil that you've created. They're going to grow into weeds. So unless you've planted carrots, beets, or something from seed, corn, if you planted transplants, in other words, using corn gluten meal as your fertilizer is the best choice of all, because it gives you the pre-emergent herbicide value as well as fertilizer value. And you can even use it where you've planted seed, too, if you wait until the seed have germinated and are growing into little plants. Howard Garrett, be right back after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic insect and pest control? Pure Grows Bug Stop is a blend of natural plant oils that controls mites, scale, whiteflies, aphids, tent caterpillars, and beetles. Bug Stop delivers rapid knockdown and kill and is safe to use around plants, pets, people, and beneficial insects. Ask for Pure Grows Bug Stop in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Spring into detox this spring and summer with RegActive Detox and Liver Health. Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps us rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online and coming to Fine Natural Products retailers nationwide.
Top shelf organic products are now available at all HEB stores. They're crafted from the finest locally sourced materials and are ideal for your gardens, landscape, vegetables, herbs, raised beds, perennials, roses, palms, succulents, and more. Purchase New Earth top shelf organic products today at HEB stores and other fine retailers. For more information or to find a store near you, go to topshelforganic.com. That's topshelforganic.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetable vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see. Well, to finish off today, this time has flown by here. Let's finish by talking fertilizers just a little bit, and then one more time tell you about the appearances that are coming up. In fact, let me start with that. The appearances show up on DirtDoctor.com under the button that says appearances. Next week we'll be at the D&L Farm and Home Store up in Denton, and I hope you come by. We're not only going to be, they've got all the products of soil amendments and fertilizers and pest control products and everything that you hear me talk about. Plus, we'll have a good selection of my art to show you off there. We're doing it and selling it to raise money for TARC. We've sold some pieces. We've really enjoyed meeting with some folks with that. So we'll show you some of the latest stuff I'm doing there. I'm doing mostly abstract work, but some of it's a little bit more realistic. And if I don't have it with me, I'll have the albums that Logan came up with. I'm going to add to it a little bit because I've done some new stuff this week. I'll show you all that. It's under the button at the top of DirtDoctor.com where it says Buy Books, Art, and Class. You click on that, and it'll tell you how the art and the books and the class work to sell through TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, to raise money for that nonprofit. And we hope to see you next weekend. And after that, we've got several more coming up. They're all listed on the website. The books are all covered in my website, and you can see the one that fits your category. I have books on various different subjects. The latest book with the most detail about the tree stuff, the base work, the root flare, and all that, and other details is the little organic manual. It's a paperback book that we did with Mother Earth News. Fertilizers. As part of the bed preparation, you need an organic fertilizer. And like I said, corn gluten meal is a great one if you got bare soil, especially herbs and veggies and things like that. What you use instead of that or after that on an ongoing basis would be one of the really good organic blends, like Espoma or Good Natured or Medina. These are all products that'll be at these stores where we're appearing, or they can get them for you. I think they'll all be in the stores, and that's what you use for the major fertilizations of your entire landscape and garden on a ongoing basis. Espoma, Good Natured, or Medina. All three of those are blends. They all three have wonderful ingredients. Some of the main things that I recommend all have biological activity and stimulate. All of them have biological activity in the product, and then they all stimulate biological activity on the site as well. The reason why the question came in, why do I not recommend peat moss when we were talking about bed preparation? I don't recommend peat moss, and no true organic person does, because peat moss is basically antimicrobial. Everything we do, everything, our whole thought process, our whole existence in this organic world, and I realize I've got a buddy that's a geologist and a scientist. He doesn't like the fact that I use organic, and said organic means it has carbon in it and you don't use it right. Well, I use it the way we organic gardeners think about it, and that means that it fits into this natural organic program and stimulates biological activity in the soil. Peat moss doesn't do that. And you got all kind of proof of it. You can just do any kind of research about peat moss bogs and learn about the fact that, bodies have been discovered in peat moss mines that are thousands of years old, and they're still in pretty good shape. If you want to store something, and that's one way I recommend peat moss. If you're going to store Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes, and by the way, if you haven't planted your Irish potatoes, get them in the ground. If you haven't planted your asparagus, get it done right away. It's time for everybody out there to get that stuff done. But once you get the production of something like potatoes, where it's Irish potatoes, or later on, once it's warm enough, sweet potatoes, storing them, you can also do this with bulbs, flower bulbs, storing them in dry peat moss is the best thing you can do, because they won't rot. It'll defend off the diseases that could get started on those things and protect them, because it's antimicrobial. It's not allowing biological activity to get started. Well, you'd think, well, wouldn't that be a good thing in the soil? No, not at all. We want as vibrant and rich and fast-growing a biological activity in the soil as we possibly can get. That's how we have good production from this natural organic program the very first growing season, and it gets better with each year because the life in the soil builds. One of the most important pieces of the life in the soil is mycorrhizal fungus, this beneficial a fungus that grows on the roots of plants. It'll be there if you just go organic. If you use products that contain it, like these fertilizers that I mentioned, the Espoma, Good Natured, Medina, those kind of things, you'll speed up the process of it developing on your plants, and you having very few, if any, insect and disease problems and better production than you've ever imagined. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you. Go to dirtdoctor.com during the week. If you have a question or a picture you want to send me, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, and get out there and enjoy those healthy gardens, and I'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.